Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter. Masech des Meisters, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Hoemel Chaveri, if someone says to his friend, Hey, look, here's this Isser. Isser is a kind of a coin. Hey, look, Isser, take this coin. But ten li boy chamesh te'enim. And give me 5 figs for it. So we know Mekach is one of the things that's Kaveh Lameiser. Once it's Nigmar Malachtai, selling it clicks it into Shlav Beis. That's one of the 6 things. You can no longer eat it even Achilas Aroi. Therefore, in this case, Lo Yoichel, the buyer should not eat these figs. Actually, yes, it takes a full maestras. David Remeir is a halt Rebbe Meir. According to Remeir, even if he took 1 fig off the tree and sold it, Shlav Beis clicks into place and you can't eat even Achilas Aroi. Rabbi Huda says, if Oichel Achas Achas, if he's eating it this way one by one, then Pater, he's Pater to take off maestras. All he takes is 1 peri off the tree, that's not called Gemar Malacha. And yes, a sale does click it into Shlav Beis, it's Kovei Lameisris, but that's only if it's Nigmar Malachtoi. Abba Zakt Rabbi Yehuda Vaitra says Rabbi Yehuda Ve'im Tzeref, but if the garden owner took 2 figs together and gave it to the buyer, that's already called Gemar Malacha, and as a result, the Mekach clicks Shlav Beis into place, and he's Mechuyev to take off Maisris. Zakt Batanura, the Machloikus in Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda is Dafka when the seller is the one who's picking the tain and gives it to the kainah. But if the buyer is taking the tainim off the tree, if the seller says, here, go take them yourself, then Rav Meir is moida that he can take one by one, and he's not mechuyev take off maestras. What's the reason? One of the things that gives it a shem mekach is that the owner hands it over to the buyer. That gives it a chashivas. Therefore, Rav Meir holds, that's kovei, even by something that's not nigrum molachtai. But if the buyer himself is plucking the peiros out, not such a chash of a mekach. It's like, okay, you know what, go take it yourself. So Rav Meir is Maida, that's not kovei, it's not nigmar malachtai. You're taking it yourself. You can still eat a chilas aroi. I can't explain it. When I was little, you would go to a bakery, and you would tell the bakery man how much cake you would want, and he would cut it and weigh it and put it in a bag and give it to you with a smile. It had a certain chashivas that we don't have today. Al kopan. If indeed the owner of the garden is giving it over, so Rav Meir says, even one by one, that's called a mekach, that's kovei lemaisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, no, one by one is not kovei lemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya to that shita. Maisa, there was a story, begin as, v'radim shaisa b'yishalayim. By a rose garden that was in Yerushalayim, that also had figs. V'yate'enim nimkareis, and the figs were being sold, v'shalash u'mi'arba b'iser. 3 or 4 figs for an Isser? But no, the buyer could not enter here to take it off himself. Only the seller would give it over one by one because he was very careful with his roses over here to make sure that they don't get damaged. And as a result, Allah hifrish mimena, they did not separate from the figs of this garden, truma ma'iser me'ayla, because it was always sold one by one. And apparently we understand this was done with the haskam of the chachamim. So this is a riot, Rabbi Huda's shita, that even when the seller takes off the te'enim, but if you don't have 2 that are put together, it never goes to the next shlav, and the heter for achilas haroi remains